Welcome back to Right Side. It is Freedom Friday. We just finished up with Caroline Dobson, who was running for Secretary of State. We nicknamed her Pixie in a past life when we were known as Dixie and Trixie. And Todd Starnes gave us that name, by the way.
No. Or
did one of our other callers give us that name?
No, I think I gave us that name because of
the twins.
The twins that Caroline and I both know that are actually Dixie and Trixie. Remember, I was Trixie Two Wheels and you were Dixie Two Chains?
Yes, ma'am.
And that was our name. And then she's the only one that ever got to join the club.
Yeah, she really
Pixie.
Is. It's true.
And she's so cute. She's kind of like a pixie.
Yeah. A tall pixie.
She's so... When I saw her the other night, I was like, you're really tall.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be her height. Anyway, I don't even know what were we going to talk about because it was really serious.
Oh, but first we have JP Sports and then
Oh, okay. This is
sports.
The best part.
Okay. Do you have like Wide World of Sports music? Because you're like really knocking it out of JP.
Oh, I love the jail cell decor.
It's gorgeous.
Okay.
Good job.
Up high.
But no, we don't have that sound effect. We have the best sound effect
right.
of our sound effects that we
yes,
have.
Yes, you do. Okay, so we have JP on sports, and then after we do JP and sports, then we're going to get to whatever those videos were, and Allison has some thoughts.
Oh, sedition. Okay, yes.
Treason. JP, take it away.
Oh, we got to start with the sound effect.
JP!
Can I say?
I mean, surely there's a wife in there.
One of them, hopefully. So I guess we got to kick off the JP on sports story with, first off, the Iron Bowl just got a whole lot more interesting, unfortunately. And as an Alabama fan, it makes me upset because Alabama dropped their game to Oklahoma last week. So now Alabama has to win the Iron Bowl to be in the playoffs. And so what was going to be a game Alabama could maybe afford to, obviously they're not going to want to lose the Iron Bowl, but they're in a position where if they did, they could still be in the playoffs. That's now out the window. And so now Alabama will be going into Jordan-Hare in a night game where...
Oh, it's a night game?
6:30 game.
It's never at night.
It's never at night, which is why
Whoa. It's
scary. And Auburn has nothing to lose. Alabama has everything to lose. Auburn is going with quarterback Deuce Knight, first start of the year. Redshirt freshman. He'll actually be starting this upcoming week or tomorrow, but they've decided to redshirt Ashton Daniels, so Deuce Knight will be at the quarterback. And it's scary. Let me just tell you, as an Alabama fan, first of all, it's been 5 years since... So the last game Alabama lost to Auburn was 2019 Bo Nix game. So that's been, 6 years? And Auburn is due... And this is setting up for a game where Auburn would pull an Auburn and beat Alabama when they're not supposed to and knock Alabama out of the playoffs. But on paper, Alabama's obviously the better team. But that doesn't matter in the Iron Bowl, is what worries me. There's also some other rumors about Kalen DeBoer that have been going viral. Apparently, there was a report that came out from a top insider at Penn State that apparently Kalen DeBoer was at the top of their list to be their next head coach.
What?
And now, this was all on the Penn State side. We need to remember, Penn State was wanting Kalen DeBoer at the top of their list. But Justin Smith, who is a writer for Touchdown Alabama magazine, he wrote a report, sorted Chris Lowe, who is an On3 college insider. He said that apparently these rumors mean nothing. Somebody close to Kalen DeBoer told Chris Lowe that they talked to Kalen last night, and apparently... Nope, there's no way Kalen is going to Penn State. Said, I know there were a couple reports yesterday that he was right at the top of their list, or somebody had been considered from the outset, but somebody I talked to who was close to Kalen said that was not accurate. So hopefully the Penn State rumors with Kalen DeBoer will be put to rest, but I'll just say, if DeBoer loses the Iron Bowl, I think he'll be on the first plane to Happy Valley because Tuscaloosa may burn to the ground if that were to happen.
Wow, that's big.
When these rumors start, a la Lane Kiffin never leaving Ole Miss on a plane to LSU, remember Tommy Tuberville? You'll have to take me out of here in a pine box.
Yeah.
And then he left dinner.
He did.
And hightailed it out of there. I don't know. I mean, you kind of be crazy to leave Alabama, but I also, the pressure...
That's the thing.
So intense.
Yeah, and that would be that's been the main like pitching point for people who are trying to say that Kalen would leave Alabama, is that, look, you get to go to Happy Valley. You get to go up north. It's not hot up there in Happy Valley. You get fans. They want to win it. But also, Penn State just fired a guy who averaged 10 games a year, but I digress. You don't have the pressure of all the Bama fans. You don't get Meemaw after buying the lottery ticket on that news report saying that she, if she won the lottery, she was going to buy out Kalen DeBoer.
She was awesome.
That was funny.
That's sort of the, I don't know, the line they're using to try to say Kalen will leave Alabama. But I just don't see it. However, if he loses the Iron Bowl, like I said, he may want to leave Alabama because it would be back-to-back years Alabama was out of the playoffs, and it'd be the first time in 6 years Alabama's lost to Auburn. It would be ugly.
How many years does he have on his contract?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question. Let's see. Kalen DeBoer, Alabama contract.
That really, when you do the computer like that, sounds like Meet the Parents when Ben Stiller's there at the counter at the end. Sorry.
It's an 8-year deal.
How much?
So $10.875 million a year. And it will annually go up to, let's see, $11 million per year by 2031. So it runs up until 2031.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
But, I mean, they don't have to pay it if he leaves.
There's a buyout, though. Well, not if he leaves.
Right.
But, yeah.
So they wouldn't have to pay it. I mean, only if he got fired. And they're not going to fire him.
You don't think?
I don't.
You don't think, I mean, you after really a loss? Think,
nah.
I think you're crazy to fire him.
That would be crazy to fire him.
Yeah. And Auburn, we're not on, I mean, I don't know. The Auburn game, the Iron Bowl, you just can't, I don't think you can base decisions off that because it's so wacky anyway.
No, the ADs or the AD in the front, you know, office people, the board of directors probably wouldn't fire him because they would think that they would be smart. But I think his seat will get a lot hotter if back-to-back years, back-to-back years with the talent that Alabama has not making the playoffs. Oof.
That's bad.
If Auburn would be the one to knock him out, I would not want to be Kalen DeBoer in that situation. But we still got, what, this week and then next week is Iron Bowl week. Another factor, it's going to be like in the 30s during the Iron Bowl.
No, I just actually looked it up when you were talking.
I reject that in the name of the Lord.
According to James Spann, he claims that it's going to get down near the 30s mm-hmm. during the Iron Bowl.
No, I'm looking at the James Spann app.
If you're in the upper bowl.
In the upper bowl. Maybe.
High of 60, low of 40. We're good.
Let's hope it stays that way.
Low of 40? That's practically 30.
Yeah, I mean, it's not warm, but it's been worse. I don't know. I, as an Auburn fan, I have to say... No, I mean, I always want to beat Alabama, but it does kind of stink. We have no hope of going to anywhere. So it would kind of stink to knock y'all out.
I'm in the middle.
Also, you know, this is fun fact, actually, I think. So this is 2019 was 6 years ago. So I guess this is the sixth time in a row there's been a unique head coaching matchup in the Iron Bowl. 2019 was Malzahn versus Saban. 2020, Saban got COVID and Sark had to coach that game.
Oh, I remember that.
So it was Malzahn versus Sark. 2021, it was Saban versus Harsin. 21 was Saban versus Cadillac, I think, actually. 2022, uh-huh. Saban versus Harsin. Last year, DeBoer versus Freeze, and then this year will be DeBoer versus Durkin.
So that's crazy.
Wow.
6 years in
that's
a row, crazy. We've had a unique head coaching matchup in the Iron Bowl.
So, question: does Auburn's defense pull it together? Like, what happened last game? We had 563 yards of offense, and then our defense just tanked.
I think Pavia is really hard to guard for Vandy, so I think they were up against a really good, a hard to guard offense. So, I think there's that. I think probably, well, here's another aspect of it too on the Auburn side. Auburn is going to have pretty much 3 weeks to prepare for Alabama because they had a bye week last week. This week they got a cupcake. I don't even know who they're playing this week.
And then
Mercer. So pretty much a cupcake. They're already preparing for Alabama. And then this week, or the week after this week, they'll have Alabama week. So they got a lot of time to prepare for Alabama. And Jordan Hare is haunted. And you never know what's going to happen there. So.
Score. What's your score? What's your score?
I'm gonna have to give you my score next week. I can't do it right now. Okay. I got to feel the vibes as we're getting closer to the Iron Bowl.
Oh God.
Okay. I think it's gonna be one for the ages. Two teams that both have to do well.
24-21, but I don't know who's which.
24-21. That's a good.
We got a whole week to prepare for it. Yeah. So there's that.
32-28.
Oh. Who do you think's gonna win?
Alabama.
Okay.
But I think Auburn is going to make them very nervous. And I think there's going to be some late action.
How can you lose with Deuce Knight? I mean, just his name. I don't know anything about him, but
he's
like
a stud. I have to say, Deuce is a freshman. He's a stud.
He's a dude.
I'd much rather have Jackson Arnold playing than Deuce Knight. But also, we haven't seen Deuce Knight. He could go out and suck against Mercer tomorrow.
It's just such a good name. I don't think that's
going
to happen.
His parents knew when he was born that he was going to be a quarterback for Auburn. They just knew.
Or something.
Yeah. I mean, like, you don't name a kid a cool name like that if you don't know, I think this is in his future. That's all.
Is he related to Shug?
I don't think so. No, I don't.
Dang it.
That's funny.
That would be awesome.
That's JP on Sports for you. But before we go to break, I have to remind y'all that JP on Sports every week is brought to you by Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer and his team, their whole thing is biblically responsible investing, which is really cool if y'all haven't heard about it. They invest in companies that truly reflect your values, and they help steer you away from investments that conflict with your beliefs, ensuring that your portfolio is both ethically aligned and financially sound. So if you got investments in companies that have, you know, support abortion, support anti-Christian values, that's where Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors will come in and help you have your portfolio fall in line with your values and your Christian values. So if you haven't heard about them, you need to go to their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Inspire Advisors and Paul Breyer and his team, they'll get y'all right. So make sure you go check them out. And I guess I'll send it to break after that. You're listening to Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.